guys, Abe Ovadia here. I'm here with Michaela Miller from Video Law Services. We're here at the FGA Workhorse Seminar today. Thank you so much for being here. And some of the videos that you guys were showing me down there were just so impactful in the 30 seconds that I saw it. And then I came back, looked at another one, came back later, looked, and I was like, wow. How did you guys get into this industry? What made you say, hey, this is what I want to do?
Interesting, because I had been in TV news for 10 years and decided that it was going in a way that I didn't really like anymore. Mm-hmm. And I opened a video production company.
Okay.
And promptly got in a car crash.
Oh.
And my attorney said, well, we need to take photos of your injuries and progress. I said, that's great, but I'm in a wheelchair. I think video would be better.
Wow.
And his eyes got big and he goes, well, that's a good idea. And so 4 months later, when I got out of the wheelchair, started going to the law library, and I had done some research while I was recovering and realized that there were some people that were using film to document paraplegia's life, quadriplegia's life. And I thought, this is a huge possibility. And so started knocking on doors at 29 years old. And the fifth bank that I went to gave me $100,000 to produce a series of instructional videos on how to use video in litigation.
Wow.
And John Romano was one of my first clients in 1985.
Wow. I was born in 84. This is making me feel like so small right now. Wow.
But mind you, think about how the equipment has changed so radically.
Oh, I can imagine. I remember my mom had that thing here with I have an older brother. He's 10 years older. She had that camera with the thing like this. And
now we had big cameras that rested on your shoulder and weighed 20 plus pounds.
And we
were originally distributing on VHS.
On VHS. Wow. Yeah. My kids don't know what VHS is. Like, what is that?
We've gone through every format.
Wow.
And now we don't, incredible. You know, nobody's seen a DVD in years.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. And so that was a really long time ago. And you guys have been through all these different formats. Were you always based in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. You guys
out
are in
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, which is a beautiful city. I love that city.
Yeah.
Huge amount of land, never going to stop growing. I gotta get an office in Jacksonville. I gotta get one up there. It's a beautiful place. And I love how they have different pockets. They got the downtown, they got the beach people. There's different vibes all over the city.
It's the largest city in the continental US.
Yeah.
841 square miles.
Yeah. You guys even have like a rural part of Jacksonville. Like I think all the way out west. No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so, the north side, there's farming areas.
Center, beautiful place. Yeah. Cool. So maybe we could talk a little bit about, I'm sure you guys have so many cases. Are there any that maybe you can talk about that are maybe a little older that were really impactful, that maybe their case is done and, you know, keep it a little anonymous or whatever? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'd love to hear one of the stories. The one that I saw that almost made me cry. I was telling you earlier, when my son was born, I had one tear come out. It went right back in. When my daughter was born is when I started just crying for everything. And I saw this gentleman who lost both his legs, who wanted to dance at his daughter's quinceañera. I'm getting teary eyed thinking about it. And I'm like, wow. And he had no legs. What were those things called?
They're called stubbies.
Stubbies.
After a traumatic,
amputation.
He lost both legs.
Okay.
So, in order to get his balance, they start him in very short prosthesis called stubbies.
Okay.
And his goal is, of course, to have the proper length so he can, in fact, dance with his daughter.
Yeah. Wow. That was a beautiful story.
It's amazing what he does. He works out 9 hours a day.
Wow. In pain, I'm sure. It's not
in
like
his own, his own physical therapy.
Wow.
Because his insurance has run out. And so he's still doing that just of his own accord. So it tells you a lot about him.
Wow.
And he has custody of his children.
Mm.
And so he takes his wheelchair and his daughter rides on the back to go down to the bus station.
Oh, wow.
And cooking, you know, and it's not a home that's been adapted. So, you know, he does fortunately have a chair that raises and lowers,
okay,
which helps quite a bit.
Okay.
But not everyone has that opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Until, you know, until the case is resolved,
right,
there's no money for people like this. They're living in a home that, you know, just taking a shower, getting in and out of a tub is a hard thing. It's slippery, right? How does a guy like that take a shower? These are things that you guys go over, which is amazing.
It's important for a jury to see the activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
What they may see someone who's in a wheelchair, but not understand that they don't have feeling below the waist.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't do standard hygiene normally anymore. Mm. They may have to catheterize themselves to urinate.
Oh, wow.
They may have to do a bowel program.
Wow.
And it's very humbling to see what these people go through, and their sheer determination is impressive and inspiring.
Yeah. You just had me remember Gary Miracle, that guy. I don't know if you've seen him, but I think he lost both his arms and both his legs.
Yes.
And he went to testify in front of the Florida legislature about his experience. And he said, look, I'm not here for me. My case is done and over with. What I got, I got. I'm living like this. And he held up his two missing arms. They were prosthetics. And he goes, this is about the person after me who's involved in an accident because somebody wasn't doing what they should have, you know, texting and driving, and then they maim somebody for the rest of their life. And I saw him, you know, looking at the guy sitting, you wouldn't think anything of it. You know, he's just sitting. He looks normal. He's got, you know, you're not looking at his prosthetic leg, right? Or you don't realize, man, it's really shitty to have a prosthetic leg. This guy, for instance, just watching him get off the floor, this father, trying to take dancing, like watching, he's doing his exercise so he could do the dancing. Because he said it was, you know, it's a quinceañera, traditional, the father dances with the daughter. So, wow. Any other cases? Like, well, let me ask you this before we get into another case. What type of cases are you mostly used for? If I'm a lawyer watching this and I say, look, this sounds great, but when should I give you guys a call? Like, what type of, are we talking amputations? Or what are we talking about? What kind of?
Obviously, we do a lot of catastrophic injuries.
Okay.
I tell people we do cases regarding paraplegia, quadriplegia, brain damage, and death. Okay. But certainly on the other end of the spectrum, a less catastrophic injury. We have also done, it doesn't need to be an entire day in the life to demonstrate the damage. It could be like a morning in the life. And we'll videotape someone who's going to physical or occupational therapy or maybe even speech therapy. Mm. And those, it's facts tell, stories sell. And people need to see how it's impacted someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And the video doesn't lie. It's so powerful.
Yeah, facts tell, stories sell. I like that. Damn, that's good. That's, you only get that after 39 years of experience. You don't come up with that in the morning. You get that after years of grinding. I love that.
We love telling stories because it's our way of helping the case, the client, the attorney, put it all together. So we work as part of the trial team or mediation team. The settlement documentaries that we produce are designed strictly for mediation.
Oh, okay.
They're not allowed into trial because it just wouldn't be admitted.
Okay.
Because of all of the interviews that we do.
Oh.
It'd be hearsay.
Okay.
So
okay.
That a day in the life can be used at mediation or trial.
Okay. It sounds like you got some legal advice there from Mr. Romano, huh?
All the way along, still getting it.
Yeah. And the one thing that I'm most impressed with by you is that what you told me when I first met you is you have been to every single one of these John Romano Workhorse seminars.
All 39, yeah. Except for one.
Oh,
when I was okay. out of the country.
Okay, we'll give you a pass on that one. We'll give you a pass on that one. I came last year and I was like, I got to come back this year. It's actually my kid's spring break. And I was like, I want to be here just to support it and be there as a vendor and as a lawyer as well, because it's you could just tell here the education that's coming out of, I think Florida has some of the best lawyers in the country. And I think part of it is, you know, programs like this.
Well, we actually like going into the sessions because we learn constantly.
Oh yeah.
And it's very revealing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also tell you, Abe, that not just injuries are documented in a settlement documentary. We do death cases.
Okay.
So oftentimes we tell the story through photos and videos and of course interviews.
Okay.
And do our best to bring that person's whole life alive. And wow. often the ending is at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Or with the ashes. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
But it's important.
Yeah. Cause in a wrongful death case, you know, nobody, it's funny, people talk about money when there's a wrongful death, meaning someone did something they shouldn't have, and that's why this person's dead. But the person's not participating in it, right? They're not there. And the value that person would put would never amount to the amount of money you can get. You can get $100 million. Well, I want another day with my grandkids or my daughter or something like that. So
precisely.
So you guys kind of bring them back to life in a way through video. That's really cool. I didn't think of that.
And interestingly too, in Florida, we can tell that story. But in Georgia, for example, the law is different where we have to tell the story from their perspective. If it's a wrongful death, it's what did life mean to them, not how are the survivors suffering as a result. And it's very different.
Okay. So you guys are aware of the different laws in some of the different states to how
we work all over the country.
Okay. Wow. That's incredible.
And because we live in Florida, Disney and so many destinations, tourists come here and they get injured.
Yeah.
And then they go back home, wherever that may be. So we may go to the UK and follow somebody or South America or Central America. We've been all over.
Yeah. Can I ask you, what are some of the things, let's say there's a person who's paraplegic. What are some things from your expertise, 39 years of knowledge, what are some things that you can think of off the top of your head that maybe a lawyer would say, yeah, I've got a client who's a paraplegic, but you know, I don't really need the video to sell this. I've got a person who's, you know, can't use their legs. What are some video clips in your mind that just popped to your head where, you've got a person who's paraplegic now and like, what are you going to film that the lawyer is going to say, whoa, that I love that. That this was incredible. What are some thoughts on that?
Well, if you stop and think about it, if it's a below the knee or even above the knee amputation, so they can't just hop out of bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They have to slide into a wheelchair and then go to the bathroom, transfer generally with assistance and shower with assistance. Maybe if it's been quite some time, they can slide onto a bench and do some personal hygiene, but then they have to put on the prosthesis. And something as simple as a 5-pound weight loss or gain can make that prosthetic terribly painful and it doesn't fit. So they layer with the one sock and then they layer with a cloth sock. And then when they go to put the prosthesis on, if it doesn't fit right, they can get all kinds of sores when they go to stand and walk.
So, wow. You know, and so you guys are able to show like just how difficult it is in the morning. Like for instance, I have a niece with cerebral palsy and she's in a wheelchair and her mother, who's amazing, takes care of everything for her. And, you know, sometimes we'll go on a vacation together and it takes some hours to get out of the room we're going to lunch and they're still getting ready for the day. Sometimes
we have put a clock on the screen to show how long it takes.
Oh, wow.
Because otherwise, you know, you're not going to spend the entire hour on video for the presentation. So when it's edited down, people seeing that clock go by and realize that it took an hour and a half to get up and bathe and dressed.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
But one case that comes to mind was a gentleman who lost both arms. He was electrocuted. He was a lineman.
Oh,
and
where did he lose his arms from?
Almost at the very top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, he had little stubs, but it was profound and very incredible, man. He went into severe depression. Even in the hospital, another gentleman who read about him in the newspaper, back when we had newspapers, he had also suffered a double amputation. Oh. And so he on his own went to see him and said, look, you know, you're feeling sorry for yourself and I get it. But when you're ready, you call me and I'll help equip your house. Mm. And they went, finally, he called him. Mm. And the gentleman who offered went to his home and set him up with hooks everywhere in the shower where you get those scrubbies. And he could literally do his back and his, he could take a shower that way.
Oh, wow.
And then there was a gooseneck mic stand kind of thing that his shaver was on, his razor.
Oh.
Electric razor. Okay. And he could do that. And that independence was huge for him.
Wow.
But still, he could not walk down the dock and hold his wife's hand.
Mm.
You know?
Wow. Yeah. That's something.
So seeing it is incredibly important for a judge, a jury, anybody who's looking at it, whether it's mediation or trial.
Yeah, you're getting me teary-eyed. I just noticed you looked a little teary-eyed. This has got to be a tough job for you, right? Because you're interviewing people who've been, they're literally at the worst moment in their life. And can you talk a little bit about that? Without making me cry, please. Like, I need to throw a joke in there so I like, you know, freshen up a little.
Well, I got to tell you, it was almost 30 years ago that I had my makeup tattooed on because I cried so much. Mm. But I think it's important. I actually sit even closer than you and I are when we do the interviews.
Is that a tip? Is that a tip? No, he's saying no. He's saying no.
I'm not here to make you cry.
Okay. You're making it happen, though, but go ahead.
But that way, the person's looking at me, and if they start turning away, I kind of lean so that I want the eye contact. And then they don't see the lights, and they don't see Bobby, who's behind the camera, and all of that. So it's a very intense process. And the interview could be as short as 20 minutes, but sometimes they go an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Because they're nervous and I just let them go because it's part of their healing, in my opinion. And that's when things get revealed. To just let them go, let them talk. Mm. Not so much an interview, but more of a conversation.
Okay. Gotcha. Cool. Anything you want to add?
I don't know. Bobby? Anything else? All right.
Okay. Cool. So we'll just...
Bobby and I have worked together for 24 years.
Wow.
So
Bobby's in the back watching us. he's here, like, just in case she needs anything. He's incredible. I met him today and he's awesome. So thank you so much for being here.
My
really
pleasure.
Appreciate you being
thank
here.
You.
Besides the tears in my eyes, I've learned so much from just this interview, basically, to talk about what it is you do. And I hope that if there's lawyers out there that need your services, that they can contact you. How can lawyers get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you, contact you guys?
Online, videolawservices.com.
Videolawservices.com. Okay, so we'll put your contact info on the channel and everything like that. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate you. Thank you. Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Abe.